In with us here this morning is Cass County Relay for Life Committee Chair Carol Schuler. Carol, thanks for joining us here this morning.
Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, and we talk Relay for Life. Usually we find you to talk to here at some point.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yes. And we're getting geared up here. The date is set here for this year's Relay for Life.
That's right. We have found that the YMCA will let us have our Relay for Life at their facility. Thank you very much. On Sunday, June 25th. And we are from noon to 3 this year. So a lot of festivities will be going on that day at the YMCA.
Yeah, and this will be the second year in a row now that we've done this at the YMCA and kind of changed it up from previous years when we were at the high school and just kind of fit the mold of what the event's kind of grown into. And it's a nice place and a nice facility, obviously, and good space for us to be able to celebrate survivors here in the area.
That's right. They have both gyms. One gym, we do the celebration for survivors. The other, Deb Schuler comes in and sets up games and Kiwanis golf and jump houses. I mean, things that the kids can do and use. So it becomes a very family affair. This year, we're going to use the upstairs track to let the survivors walk their celebratory lap. And so it really does fit our needs.
Yeah, and that's something that, too, I guess that we should really emphasize, and maybe people don't always realize that this is a active family event. Bring the family out, have some fun. The kids have things to do. And then there's, of course, the program honoring folks and just supporting folks in the area that you know that have had their battle with cancer. There's food involved as well. So it's just a great family activity.
Right. Hy-Vee provides a meal for everyone attending. And it is a family need to get out there. And you may not know someone with cancer, but there are people maybe next door to you or a family member, or somebody in the next state that you want to come out. And this helps them feel supported by people who in the community. Our community is great at supporting the American Cancer Society, and they support anything that we can do to make the cancer road easier to do.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about, is helping those folks, again, feel that support, know where they can go to get resources to help them as well. And that's why we're raising funds here in the area also, is to help support those efforts that can benefit them if they happen to be in that situation.
That's right. What we do is we try to educate people where they can get that hope. And this year's motto is every step brings hope. So we do talk about little steps, little dollars that we raise that can help out find the research for a cure for cancer.
Yeah, and that takes everybody to help that cause, whether you are a local business or just an individual and you want to help support that effort, we certainly welcome them in, and that's what we're kind of pushing right now. We want to get folks signed up to have a team to raise money, and then also businesses in the area, if they want to be a sponsor and help support as well, we want them to do that now.
Right. We sent out some brochures for sponsors. Those are people that we know that might want to sponsor, but if you would like to be a sponsor, Rita Rohde is our sponsorship chair. Give her a call, 243-7786, and she can help you put a brochure in the mail, look at the different things you might be able to do to be a sponsor. And that just supports the research, again, the American Cancer Society.
Yeah, and then if you are an individual that's interested in helping and in starting your own team, then that's really easy to do as well. I've helped out for a number of years with the online side of it, and that's really easy now for folks to go sign up that way, and that's what they ultimately need to do. Get to relayforlife.org/CassCountyIA. If you don't happen to remember that, go to relayforlife.org, and there's a search box there to search your local relays, and you'll find the Cass County Relay for Life. And then just a simple button there. I want to sign up. You either sign up and start your own team, or if you want to join a team that's already there existing, of course, there's a number of groups and teams that we've had that have consistently helped us throughout the years, and we certainly appreciate all those groups that are really dedicated to making sure that they're raising funds from year to year, but the more the merrier, so we want to get folks onto that site and signed up.
Absolutely, and that site is someplace, if you lived in Nebraska, you could go there. I mean, people from across the United States can go to our Cass County site and sign up, whether they want to be a sponsor, whether they want to be a team member, or whether they just want to know more about what Relay for Life Cass County is all about.
Yeah, it gives you all the information. And there also, if you just want to support somebody that's on a team and donate to them as well, that's where you can also do that. And it's really easy. You can list the teams. You can find the individuals that are on those teams and donate directly to them. It's going to help benefit, you know, their team's fundraising effort. And then, of course, the overall effort here in Cass County, too.
Absolutely. Sometimes you want to help support just a survivor, too. Maybe you have a survivor in mind, or you have a friend that has a friend that is a survivor. And we do encourage that. Right now, we ask that survivors also contact us. The letters have not gone out yet, but we do invite survivors with a personal letter. But of course, if you don't get a letter, we'd like to have you come also. And being a survivor of cancer or a caregiver of someone who is a survivor really is what this is all about. We want to wrap, the community wants to wrap their arms around you and give you that hug that we're here for you. We're here to support you, and we hope that helps their walk with cancer.
Yeah, and we know how tough that is, and some folks, you know, tend to shy away from wanting to be in the public about their personal situation, but like you said, that's what the day is all about on Relay Day, is we want survivors to be there, help support each other, share their stories together, and those caregivers also. So whether you're a survivor or a caregiver, or even were a caregiver for somebody that you may have lost, we want you to come and be with us that day.
Yes, we do. It really is just an easy day. Nobody has to be in the spotlight. We invite survivors to take that walk around the track, but if you're not able to do that, you know, we will sit with you and talk with you and give you whatever information you might want to have.
Yeah, and so like you said, if you are a survivor in the area and you are interested in having that information sent to you every year, please reach out to us and we'll get you on that list. You know, it's always, of course, unfortunately, an ever-growing list, but we're doing our best to try to turn that around, and that's what this money is for. So, you know, that's another side of it, too. I'm sure you always get the question of, you know, is that money helping to say here locally? Well, we've got lots of examples that we've seen from people in our area that we know that directly impacts them.
That's right. And I do tell people this, the money also goes to research, education, advocacy, and service. And so those aren't all things that we do right here in Cass County, but our main goal is to find a cure for cancer. So if you are a survivor or know of a survivor, we invite you to look at the webpage, of course, or sign up with Dawn Marnin. Her phone number is 249-4773, and she is, again, a person who can tell you what it's all about, send you out a letter, and give you the information that you'll need to come and enjoy the day, we hope.
Yeah, so certainly I hope everybody does that. Again, we want you to get signed up now to be a sponsor and be a team member and get that date on your calendar to join us. There'll be lots of fun activities there. That's, again, the YMCA, June 25th. We want people to get that date circled.
Please do. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks a lot. That's
hope
Carol
to
Schuler.
See you there.
Yes. That's Carol Schuler. She's the committee chair for Cass County Relay for Life. And again, if you want any more information, get in touch with a committee member or hop onto that website, relayforlife.org/Cass County IA. You can also find the Relay for Life Cass County, Iowa group as well on Facebook if you search for that. You'll also be seeing some flyers, I'm sure, scattered around town that have QR codes that get you directly to that site as well. So get signed up and ready to go for Relay for Life this year. And turn things back over now to Brett Holtz. He'd like to let us know more about what's going on out at Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Well, did that old air conditioner let you down last summer? Now it's time to give Camblin Plumbing and Heating a call to start thinking about updating that old central air with a new Lennox central air. Most 15 to 20-year-old units out there have a SEER rating of 10 or less. With the new units, you'll receive a minimum efficiency of 13 or 14. I've got a few 13s left. The new ones are 14. And depending on how old your unit is, you could cut your cooling bills in half. Lennox offers a broad arrangement of air conditioners and heat pumps, and if you're ready to replace that old energy grabber, give Camblin Plumbing and Heating a call for a free in-home estimate. Lennox and Camblin Plumbing and Heating, a good combination for over 80 years. Give us a call in downtown Atlantic at 243-1512. Thought of the day comes to us today from Oscar Wilde. Eric's, if I can spit this out here, experience is simply the name we give our mistakes.
That's true. Got to learn from them, too.
You're darn right.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brett. Appreciate you coming in here this morning.
Yep.
And thanks again to Carol Schuler for stopping in this morning to let us know more about what's going on with Cass County Relay for Life. That's June 25th. noon to 3 at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA this year. Get it on the calendar. Bring the family out to enjoy a nice day and celebrate those survivors or remember those who we have lost as well on that day. Again, Cass County Relay for Life can be found at relayforlife.org/CassCountyIA, or if you're on Facebook, search RFL Cass County IA, and that'll get you the group to get you all that information. Every step brings hope, the theme here this year. Thanks for joining us for Heartbeat today here this morning. Thanks to Camblin Plumbing and Heating, and go out and have a great day here on this Wednesday.